between a carbon that comes from a minko or an oak, as opposed to a carbon minko or nesachim. The din is that before you begin to do the avodas, you're supposed to be mekadesh, the carbon. You don't do the avodas on a behemah shel chol. So the Mishnah is assumed that when you do the kedushas peh, when you designate the behemah or an oak as a chatas, an orlo, an osham, a shlomim, a pesach, whatever it happens to be, so the kedushas peh already gives the animal, the behemah or the oak, kedushas haguf la mizbeach. By menachas and nesachim, carbon that comes from a minko or an oak, as opposed to a carbon minko or nesachim. The din is that before you begin to do the avodas, you're supposed to be mekadesh, the carbon. You don't do the avodas on a behemah shel chol. So the Mishnah is assumed that when you do the kedushas peh, when you designate the behemah or an oak as a chatas, an orlo, an osham, a shlomim, a pesach, whatever it happens to be, so the kedushas peh already gives the animal, the behemah or the oaf, kedushas haguf la mizbeach. By menachas and nesachim, when the person is magdushit, the kedushas peh, it only gives the yayin or the flower a kedushas damim la mizbeach. It doesn't get the kedushas haguf la mizbeach until you put it in the klisharis. That's the perik, the end of menachas. The perik is entitled perik hamenachas van sochim. It says hamenachas van sochim mishikitshu bikli. Until the kiddush kli, it doesn't get the kedushas haguf la mizbech, it only has a kedushas damim la mizbech. Mainach kemina pidyon. You can only have pidyon if something has a kedushas damim la mizbech. Once it gets a kedushas haguf la mizbech, it cannot have any pidyon. The one exception to the rule is if you have a behemah that gets a mum. If you have a korban behemah that gets a mum kavua, then you can be poida. If it only has a mum aiver, then you cannot be poida. Or if it develops another psul, then there's no din of pidyon. And by oaf, Rashi points out, Thomas was Zachas be behemoth, and Thomas was Zachas be oifois. The Pasuk speaks about din min ha'of, olo korban al Hashem, and it doesn't say anything about, whether Zachar or Nekevo, it doesn't say it has to be Tomim. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Thomas was Zachas be behemoth, that by behemoth we're makbid. You see, an oaf, you only have two korbanos, you have a chatas and an olo. You don't have an Hashem, you don't have a Pesach, you don't have a shlomim, you only have a chatos and an ola. An ola is supposed to be a zachar, a chatos is supposed to be in a kevo. The psukim that today said this, say, an ola always has to be a zachar. You're not yotze if you bring an ola from an kevo. And a chatos has to be dafk in a kevo, it can't be a zachar. By olfos, there are only two, there's ola sof and it's chatos sof. So there it doesn't make a difference. The ola sof can be in a kevo and a chatos sof can be a zachar. There's no din of a zachar on a kevo. There is a difference between Zohar and Akeva by Yov, but the rabbis are not denying that. But they said it's irrelevant when it gets to bringing the korbanos, and there's no psula of Balmum. Rashi just quotes as a dinam chuser eiver. There's no dinam Balmum, but there is a dinam chuser eiver. The dinam chuser eiver is not that by behemoth, even a mum is called a mum, and by Ophis it's only a Balmum if it's chuser eiver. No, if that were the din, then there would be pidyon to an oath. If it would become a chusereva, the din is the Gemara says, ain't pidyon oifus. Oifus never have any pidyon, because the din of pidyon, when the animal has a kedush daguf la mizbech, is only if it gets a mum kavua. And chusereva, and by oath there's no din of mum. The fact that it has a mum is la malav la morit, even a mum kavua. And a chusereva is a different psul. It's not the Torah's mum. The Rambam writes, "Mechusereva is a psul because hakaver no lefechasecha yiritzacha yisufanach." It's a different psul. That's why the Gemara says that the chlal does not din a pidyon by olfos. So the question is problematic if the Gemara tells us that the kedushas peh, when a person is magdish the behema or the oaf as a chatos an orlo, whatever it happens to be, he already endows the animal with kedusha guf la mizbeach. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says in the end of Menachos that Sakin Mekadosh, when you shecht the korban, that endows the animal with Kedusha? The animal already had Kedusha from the time that they made the Kedushas Peh. What does it mean that Sakin Mekadosh? And Sakin Mekadosh, the first Tesis in Ezer Mekoyman has a Machlik, his Balia Tesis. Sakin Mekadosh sounds like the Sakin is a Klisharis. So one opinion of Tesis is that is correct. The Sakin is Mekadosh the Korban because the Sakin is a Klisharis. The other Rishonim hold, no, it's not a Klisharis. It means the Avodah is HaShchita is Mekadosh. Shchita is the first Avodah. It does mean the Sakan is a klisharis. The simple reading in the Gemara on the Afayin Ches in Menachah, it sounds like that the Sakan is Mekadosh, similar to Kedushas, similar to putting something into a klisharis. When you put a Mincha or a Nesach Yayin into a klisharis, so the klisharis is Mekadosh. So here it sounds like the Sakan with which I do the Shechit on the animal is a klisharis since Mekadosh the carbon. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. So the other opinion in Taisus holds that it's not so. That Saka Mekadosh is just a Melitza, what it means is that the Avodah Rishayna is Mekadosh. What does that mean? The Saka is Mekadosh, but the animal is already Kadosh from the time that he made the Hakdosha. The Kedusha Speh already gives it the full Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. What means Saka Mekadosh? It's very problematic. So there's a Merkevis HaMishnah that there is a Sefer Merkevis HaMishnah in the Rambam. He has what to say in every Rambam. He usually gives the most Poshup Shat on the Rambam. There's a problem with the Rambam, and everybody stands on the head and gives fancy shmancy delancy pshatim. He always gives the pashat to pshat. Sometimes the pashat to pshat is the correct pshat. Sometimes not always accepted what the Merkevis HaMishnah says. He always gives pashat pshat. On this topic, he's not talking about a Rambam. On this topic, the Merkevis HaMishnah throws out a line that the Kedushas Peh, when the person is magdish the animal, he says this should be a Hareza Chatas. Hareza oil, Hareza shlomim, that gives the animal a kedusha guf lam mizbeach. When you do the sak and the kaddish, when you do the shechita, then it gets a kedushas carbon. Kedushas carbon is a notch above kedushas aguf lam mizbeach. L'maynach kemina, that it only has a kedusha guf lam mizbeach, and then when you do the sak and the kaddish, then it gets a kedushas carbon. So the Gemara has a machloikas in kiddushin and psochim and zbochim, repeated in quite a few mesichtas and tmur, quite a few places. Whether there's dichui bebali chayim or not. Pasuk says later in Chumash Vayikra that you cannot be makriv a bal mum on the mizbeach, ki mashchasim bohem mum bom. So the Gemara understands from that expression, mum bom calls man that it has the mum, it's possible. If it's a mum over and the mum goes away, then you can be makriv the animal. And then the Gemara is also medayik from the pasuk that this halacha that calls man that it has the mum over, you cannot be makriv it. A mum kavu is only needed if you want to be poydev. As a mum oiver, there are two dinim of mum. There's one din of mum that a bal mum, if you makriv the bal mum, is possible. It's not oil alaha, the carbon is not kosher, you have to do it over again. And there's another din that the animal can be nifted. The carbon, kedushat guf lamizbeach, you can be poydev if it has a mum. So there's a difference between the two. You can only be poydev if it has a mum kavu. If it has a mum oiver, you can't be poydev, but it's still just as possible. If it has a mum oiver, it's just as possible as it would have had a mum kavu. So the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon Mashchasim Mehem Mum Bam. Only the psul of mum do we say after the mum disappears and it heals, then you can be makriv the carbon. But if there'll be a different psul, once the animal was not royal hakrova for some reason or another, kiven shenitche ein achoyze v'nira. If you had a carbon that was kosher, and then for some reason or another you're unable to be makriv it, and then that sibas iha hakrova disappears, and now you are able to be makriv it. So the one exception to the rule will be allow you to be makriv it is mum or mum over, and all other psulim we say kimishi nitchi yidochet. That's the psul of dichli. That's the psul of dichli. The Gemara has a sofik in sukkah whether the psul of dichli is restricted only to karbonis, or you say yesh dichli etzal mitzvahs also. Does it apply to the lulav? Does it apply to the shofar? That's what we mentioned yesterday. That the din of dichoy by lulav and a shofar by karbonis is only after the thing already is a carbon. If the thing is a carbon, let's say I have a behemas chulin, and there's a beis hamikdash and a mizbeach, and then the mizbeach is broken, and then they fix the mizbeach. So you're going to say, well, this animal could have been offered on the mizbeach yesterday morning when there was a mizbeach. Yesterday afternoon the mizbeach broke, so it's impossible to be makriv the carbon. This morning they fixed the mizbeach. I'll say it's nearer benitche, ain't a chayza benira, so you can never be makriv this animal. So the Gemara says beferish that that's a mistake. The whole din of dichoy only applies if the thing is already kaddish. If the animal was a behemas chulin, so there's no din of dichoy. If you would have an animal that would be kaddish, that's a carbon already, and then the mizbech is broken, even though there's nothing wrong with the animal, the impossibility to be makriv it is because of some outside factor, halachic factor, not some malakah anim asik. No, it means. If there's some halachic consideration why it's impossible to makriv a carbon, namely, the mizbech was nifka, the mizbech was chipped and it no longer maintains its ribua. So then the Gemara says, even though the mizbech is fixed later on, that korban can never be korban on the mizbeach. Kimish nira means it was a kosher korban. Minitche, it became possible. You can't be makriv it again. So the Gemara has a suffix whether that psul of dichoy is restricted only to korbanos, because the whole source is the pasuk by Balmum. That the only psul that's chayz of an ear is a mum aiver, and any other psul you say kimishin nitche ain't a chayz of an ear. So Gemara had a suffix whether that then applies only to korbanos or even applies to all the mitzvahs. So that's what we spoke about yesterday, that halacha, even if one should assume, and it's a rebaid leiv shita, so the Mishnah Berura says we go lechumra, and a lulav and a shofar will be a sfeika deraisa lechumra. So the Mishnah Berura points out that's only if at the beginning of Leil Rosh Hashanah, of Seisat Kachav Ben Hashmashes, of Leil Rosh Hashanah, of Ben Hashmashes, of Leil Sukkis, then I say the thing was a kasha lulav, the thing was a kasha shofar, and then in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of Sukkis, it became nifsal, and then the psul disappeared, it became chazer b'huchshar, would you say nir v'nitcha chazer v'nir? But if the whole story happened before Rosh Hashanah, before Sukkis, that's like the whole story happening before I was magdish the behem. There's no din of dichoy on behemas chumet, it's only on behemas kachim. So too, the shofar is only called the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. When it comes bein hashmashes of Rosh Hashanah, when it comes bein hashmashes of Sukkis, then it's called the lulav. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim whether there's dichoy bebali chayim. Maybe the psul of dichoy only apply. What does the pasuk mean that by a balmum, when the mum disappears, then you can be makriv it on the mizbeach. But any other psul aside from balmum, once it gets a psul, you cannot be chazir or makriv on the mizbeach. What does that mean? Balmum is the exception to the rule. It means literally balmum. That's the one and only exception to the rule. But any other animal that becomes nitche, even though the dichoy occurs while it's alive, yesh dichoy bibalechayim. That was a minority opinion in the days of the Tanoim. And the accepted opinion is not so. When the pasuk says that balmum is an exception to the rule, it doesn't mean only balmum. It means balmum is an exception because the animal is still alive. You didn't do the shechita yet. That's a general halacha. That ain't dichoy bibalechayim. That's how we pass. Balechayim ainam nidochim. So what's the biur hadover? Why is balechayim ainam nidochim? So the Achrayim explained, the later Achrayim, after the Merkevus HaMishnah explained, based on what the Merkevus HaMishnah said, that even though when you makdish the animal, it already has the kedushas peh, already endows the animal with the kedushas aguf lamizbeach, not merely a kedushas damim lamizbeach, by menachas and nesachim, the kedushas peh only gives a kedushas damim lamizbeach. But by behemoth and neifes, it gets a kedusha aguf lamizbeach. But nonetheless, the Gemara does say in the end of menachas, on daf ayin chesem and beis, that's sakin the kaddish. When you do the shechita, so that endows it with a higher level of kedusha. Well, what can be a higher level of kedusha? Kedushas karban. We label it with a kedushas karban. So we paskin la'alocha that balechai meinu nidochim. What it means is that before you do the first avoid of shechita, either the sakan is kshoris and the sakan is mekadosh, or the avoid is mekadosh. However you understand the two opinions in the first tesis and the ezel mekadosh. But before you do the shechita, so we say the animal doesn't yet have a kedushas karban. It only has kedushas guf lamizbeach, so the psul of dichoy cannot set in. Psul of dichoy can only be chal if it's already a kedushas korban. So that's why some achrayim suggest that if you have a korban mincha, even if you already did the kiddush in the klisharis, it has already a kedushas guf lamizbeach, but before you do the kmitzah, it doesn't yet get the kedushas korban. Because the Gemara in Soita quotes a long Tosefta, and Rashi has a long Arichas on that Tosefta, that there are Dalar Avoidas, there are four Avoidas by a Korban that are called Avoidas Adam. There are more than four Avoidas, but there are Dalar Avoidas Adam. There are four Avoidas with the Dam that are all Me'akid, that Shchita Kabbalah Elocha Zrika. And the Dalar Avoidas Adam by all the Korbanas have a parallel in the Korban Mincha that you have Dalar Avedis, not the Dalar Avedis Adam, the Dalar Avedis that are done to the Koimetz. The first Aveda is Shchita by Karbonis. What is the nature of Shchita? So Rashi says Shchita is Mevare the Chelek HaGavoya. It separates the Dam, which is going to be Nizrach on the Mizbeach, from the rest of the animal, which is not going to be Nizrach on the Mizbeach. So the parallel to Shchita by a Mincha is the Kmitza, where you Mevare Chelek HaGavoya. You separate, you detach the Chelek HaGavoya. And then you have the Kabbalah Saddam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrik, you have Kabbalah Saddam and Iklisharis, so you have the Kiddush HaKoymetz. Before you begin, you have to put the whole Mincha, the whole Mincha has to be placed in Iklisharis, because Amrachas Van Sochim need Kiddush Kli in order to give them a Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeah. The Kedushas Peh is only going to give it a Kedushas Damim Lamizbeah. So after you do the Kiddush Kli on the entire Mincha, then you do Kmitza, the Kohen does Kmitza with his right hand. And then he takes that Kmitza and he puts it into another Kli Sharis. Why? Because that's the din by Dam. You have to have Kabbalah Sadam on the Dam that's going to be Nizik on the Mizbeach. So you have to have Kiddush HaKoymes in a Kli Sharis. Then you have Halacha is parallel to Halacha. And by Dam you have Zrika Sadam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. So the parallel to the Zrika is the Haktoras HaKoymes. So the Mincha prior to Kmitza, even after Kiddush Kli, even after he did Kiddush Kli and he already has a Kedusha Saguf on Mizbeach, but before you're going to do the Kmitza, it's similar to a Korban after you did the Kedushas Peh, before you did the Shechita. That the Korban has a Kedushas Aguf Lamizbeach, but it doesn't yet have the Kedushas Korban until you do the Sakam the Kaddish, the first Avodah. So the parallel by the Mincha would be, once you do the Kmitza, so then the Korban has the Mincha has the Kedushas Korban. And after Kedushas Kli, before you do the Kmitza, before you do the Avodah Rishayna to the Mincha, it's like Bali Chaim in the Dochim. The Mincha is not a live animal, it's not a Bal Chai. But the din of Bali Chaim in the Dochim is not because it's a Bal Chai, but rather because it wasn't yet endowed with the Kedusha's carbon until after the Sak and the Kaddish. So by Menachos also, before you do the Kmitza, the Avodah Rishayna, it's like Bali Chaim in the Dochim. So the Psul of Dichui wouldn't be able to set in. So the halacha requires, even though the Chumash doesn't spell it out, the halacha requires that you have to be magdish the animal, the person has to be magdish the animal before the kohen starts doing the avodas. And by being magdish the behemo, the yoif, it gets taken from yah, the kedushas haguf lamizbeach. Yosef Engel has a discussion in one of his svarim, I think it's in the... I forgot which city. As one of his little svarim, not the Asman Darais. So one of his svarim, I think it's in Tziunim LaTorah. Yeah, he raises a question regarding the Hakdosha of the Korban. Is this a Heksha Mitzvah? Like when you make a pair of tefillin, or when you construct the sukkah, so that's a Hakhona, that's a Heksha Mitzvah. When you sit in the sukkah on Yontif, and when you wear the tefillin, that's the Kima Mitzvah. But just tying the tzitzis or constructing the sukkah is just a Heksha Mitzvah. So it should be assumed that the Hakdosha is the Hakhona to the mitzvah. The actual mitzvah consists of the hakrava, the shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, the dalar avodas adam, which are the ikuva. Or should I perhaps say no, that the hakdosha is already the tchilas kiyuma mitzvah. It's not merely, it's not the gemara mitzvah. The gemara mitzvah is when you do the zrika sadam, because all the dalar avodas adam are the ikuva. Rabbi Yosef Engel tries to bring a lot of rayas that the hakdosha itself is already the beginning of the kiyuma mitzvah. It's not just the heksha mitzvah. One of the haichoches could perhaps be the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, that it says a yoledes has to bring a chatos and an ola. Uvimlosi meita haro lebeim alabas tavi kebis ben shnaso liolo uvenyona hator lechatos. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, what do you mean? You bring an ola first and then a chatos? The Mishnah says you always bring a chatos first and then an oila. How come the Chumash has it fakir? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Lo higdima hakosuv elo limikro'o. The Pasuk writes oila first before chatos. It's really out of order. Lo higdima hakosuv elo limikro'o. So that's the Lashon HaGemara in Zvachim. What does it mean, Lo higdima hakosuv elo limikro'o? So one pshat, Tosis has two pshat. So one pshat in that Gemara is when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, that pasuk in Tazria. So you learn first about the Ola and then you learn about the Chatos. Of course, you learn the way the pasuk is written. That's the question. Why did the pasuk write it out of order? In order that you shall learn it that way. Why are you supposed to learn it that way? That's not an answer. So Tosis has a different pshat. No, but he did my course of Ela Limikra'o. Mikra means when the Yoledis is Magdish the Karbonis. There's a Seder had to be Magdish. This is a set of Karbonis, the oil with the Chatos that the Yoledis brings. When you do the actual Hakrov on the Mizbeach, so first you Makrov the Chatos, and then you Makrov the Olo. That's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Whenever you have a whole bunch of people, whether it's one series of Karbonis or the separate Karbonis, you have a... The Kohen is standing in the Beis HaMikdash and you have an opportunity to be makrif first an oil or then a chatas, or first a chatas and then an oil. So you're always makrif the chatas first and then the oil. So that's in the Hakrova, you do the Chatas first. But when she's Magdish the Behemoth, when she's Magdish the Karbonis, L'chatchila, there's a Seder that she should first be Magdish the Oil and then be Magdish the Chatas. Like, Dimakos Vela Limikroa, Mikroa doesn't only mean the Kriyas HaTer, Mikroa means when the Yoledis is Magdish the two Karbonis, you should be Magdish the Oil first. So if you're going to say that the Hakdosh is just a Hachonah, it's just a Hechshe Mitzvah, so why should there be a Seder? Which one you should be Magdish first? So the Pashtus in that opinion in Taisus, there's 2 days in Taisus, and the first daf in Kol HaTodir, and Zvachim Perek Kol HaTodir. There's a misprint in my Rashi there on Parshas Tazria. It says Zvachim Daf Choftes. It's Daf Peites, it's not Choftes. Perek Kol HaTodir is Daf Peites. So the, according to that opinion in the Taisus, the Pashtus says it certainly is a mitzvah, the Hakdosh is a mitzvah. There is a Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara says whenever there's an Eis Tzora, so one should be Mekabel Tainis. If there's a Tzora Satzibur, so the Tzibur should be Mesani. You should make a Tainis Tzibur. That's all the tiniest Kshomin. And there's no rain and nothing is going to grow. Not going to be any food. Not going to be any water to drink. The people are going to die. The animals are going to die. So you have to be Goyza Tainis. So the Gemara says on one occasion the Malchus HaRishor, the Malchus HaUmasoyla made a Gzeira Ro against the Eden. So they said they're going to be Goyza Tainis and they're going to break the Gzeira. So the Goyim didn't allow them to fast. The Goyim didn't allow them to fast. So the Amoraim said, okay, we'll be Mekabel Tainis. And they didn't designate which day. They said when the Gzeira Ro will be over and we'll have an opportunity to fast. So Mekabel Tainis now, they will fast then. The Goyim didn't realize that that's going to mean anything. And they were answered, their prayers were answered, and the schluss that they were Mekabel Tainis. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Daniel, I think, that says, Miyom Shenasata Lipcha Behisanus Lefonai, from the day that it was Mekabel the Tainis, his prayers were already answered, before he even fasted on the Tainis. So the Gemara says, the Kabbalah Satainis is parallel to Hakdosha Satkorban. Fasting of the Tainis is parallel to Hakrova Satkorban. The Gemara Brachas has, at the end of the second parak, that each one of the Amoraim used to compose his own specific Nusach HaTfilo. So at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei is a Nusach Kavua that was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So the Mishnah says that you shouldn't, a person shouldn't make Tfilos of Keva. What do you mean you shouldn't say Keva? So the Gemara says different Shotim. So one pshat in Gemara gives shouldn't be keva. I always daven at the 7:40 minyan. Another person always davens at the 7 o'clock minyan. So Gemara said that's not right. You should never daven 2 days in a row at the same time. You should daven vasikin. If vasikin is never going to be 2 days in a row at the same time, so that's one pshat in Gemara gives. You should make tfilos or keva means you shouldn't daven every day at the same time. You have to daven vasikin at mincha ma'ariv. Every day you're going to daven the same time mincha. It can't be. You have to daven depending on when the shki is, and the ma'ariv depends when the tzeis of kachavim. Then Gemara has another bit. You shouldn't say Tfilos HaKeva. Keva means you just say the text that's printed in the Siddur and that's all. No, that's not right. When you have a final, you have to be inspired for the final. When you have an interview, you should be inspired for the interview. If you have a date, you should be inspired for the date. If you have whatever, if someone is not well, you have to be inspired. Is it Zora and Eretz Yisrael? You have to be inspired. Each time you have to be inspired something separate. So the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Brachas quotes different schos of Tfilo that each one of the Amoraim used to add on at Trinus. They would add on Trinus at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. So then the Gemara quotes, one of the Amoraim used to add on the following Trina when he would fast a Tainis Yochid. When he would be in a Tainis on that day, he would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when a person fasts, he loses a little bit of weight. So near Tchel B'Lidomi, a little bit of the blood that wasn't manufactured by the body because I didn't eat any food today, and I lost an ounce or two, a half an ounce of fat, because of the fact that he didn't eat today, so mi etchel v'vidami should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if I had offered a korban on the Mizbeach, and I had been zarek the dam and burnt the chalev on the Mizbeach. So you see from the Gemara that fasting at Tainis is considered, in a certain sense, a form of hakrovas hakorban. So being mekabel Tainis is considered, in a certain sense, like being magdish the korban. In fact, that's the Loshon HaPasuk in Navi. It says, kachu tzom, kiru atzor. Kachu tzom means you should be mekadish the tzom, like your Magdish Abeimah. Just like your Magdish Abeimah, so too, you kaver the day, your Mekabel Tainis, to be kaver the day as a Yom Tzom. So you see from the Gemara, Miyom Shenasati, Lipcha L'Sanis L'Fonai, from the day that Daniel was a Mekabel Tainis, that was already the Haskola of the Kima Mitzvah of the Korban, so the Hakdosha of the Korban itself already helped that his prayers were answered. That seems to indicate Number one, that Neder Tainis is similar to Hakdoshas Karbon, and number two, Hakdoshas Karbon is the Tchilas Kiyumah Mitzvah. It's not just a Hechsha Mitzvah. It's just a Hechsha Mitzvah. So why were his prayers already answered? So that seems to be a right to Rabbi Yosef Feng. Rabbi Yosef Feng brings a lot of other fancy rights, but these are two easier rights. One is from that Gemara that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, that there's a Seder Lachatchila and a Hakdosh of the two Karbonas. That shows that the Hakdosh is not merely a Hechsha Mitzvah. And number two, from the fact that the Kabbalah's Tainus is considered already the Tchilas Kiyum HaMitzvah.
That's why you're supposed to be Kabbalah Tainus. That's so important that
you're in Kabbalah. Right? You're just fasting about Tainus. The Gemara says if a person fasts and he wasn't Mekabal Tainus, then there's no Kiyum at all. You have to be Mekabal Tainus, yeah. The only exception to the rule is if it's a Tainus that you're obligated to fast. If it's a Tainus that you're obligated to fast and the Takanas Chachamim applies to you, so then that is covered as a Yom Tainus. Let's say it's a Tainus Tzibur and the Takanas Chachamim exists for other people, but I'm a Chayla. So the Halacha says a Chayla Shem Sakana doesn't have to fast. Nonetheless, the guy's Machmer Al Atzmo and he fasts anyway. So the Pashtus is, that's a famous story about Rav Dovla Soloveitchik, that he wanted to have 10 Misanim when he was laying by Chal, by Mincha. And he looked around, and he looked around and saw there were only 9 Misanim. So he asked the son to get a 10th person to be to Mashlim the Minyan. So the son kept on counting, and his fingers and his toes, and he kept on telling the father, we have 10 Misanim, what's the problem? So the father finally kept on telling him, no, get someone else. So he finally kept on asking him, but we have 10 Misanim. So he said, no, that one of the Balabatim who came to his home to Dab Mincha and the Tainis in the afternoon had come the day before to ask whether he's Mukhiyev to fast, because it was an old sick man. And Rav Dovla told him he's not mechuyif to fast because he's a chayla shemus hakran. And the Balabas nonetheless did fast. He decided to volunteer on Midas Chasimus. He fasted anyway. So Rav Dovla the Soloveitchik said, since he's not mechuyif to fast, and he wasn't mekabel tainus either, so zayin fasten and znishven came fasten. The fact that he fasted, the Gemara says, if a person fasts and he's not mechuyif, so there's no kiyum atonis. You have to be either mechuyif because you were mekabel neder tainus, or mechuyif because of a takanas chachamim. Let's say a person has a tainus chalom. So the Gemara also says a person has a dream that bothers him. He's very disturbed by this frightening dream that he had. So the din is one is mechuyif to fast. Unless if he shakes it off and he's not bothered, you wake up in the morning and you laugh away all of your dreams. So then you're not mechuyif to fast. But if the person is nervous about the bad dream that he had, then din is mechuyif to fast. So the fact that he's mechuyif is covered as a yom tainus.
What
about
the Gemara in the Megillah says, So then Avraham Avinu says, what about when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed? So the Gemara says, well, they will say the Kabbalah. So why do the Gemara give the answer that they will fast? If you're saying fasting is like bringing them forward, the Gemara should have said they will fast.
Mm-hmm. Don't know. Interesting. I don't know. The Rav Shlom wants us to bring his karbonas, not our own karbonas. So he gave us a kula that if we recite the psukim of the karbonas, consider as if we brought those karbonas. Fasting is my karbon. Karbon yochid. These are the karbonas tzibur. The Klal Yisrael needs karbonas tzibur to be entitled to Eretz Yisrael. So understand what we have to recite the psukim of the karbonas tzibur. The psukim distinguish between the various karbonas. Most of the karbonas you do is rikas hadam from a kli. The only carbon that you do matan etzba, the only time it says belocha chatoim be etzba is by the chatos. All the others have you just do this rika from a kli. And the number of zrikas that you do is different. By an olam, by a shlomim, it says you should be zorik the dam ala mizbeach saviv. What does it mean ala mizbeach? Zorku es adam al hamizbeach saviv. So saviv means shtei matana shehen arba. You splash the dam in the two corners of the mizbeach. These two corners of the mizbeach, you splash it. So the dam hits the corner and it splashes on the both sides. And then over here, you splash the dam in that corner. So it hits the mizbeach and it splashes on both sides. So that's called shtei matana shehen arba. He did two zrikas, throwing the dam, splashing the dam in the corner, and it hits the four sides of the mizbeach. That's by an oila, by a shlom, by a chatus. The halacha requires dafke four zrikas. Each zrika is separate on each matan etzba. Each zrika is separate on each corner of the mizbeach. Then you have a few karbonas, apcheva, maisa, apesach, the concluding mishnah, and zel mekoyman, that you only have one Zrika. You only have one Matana. And the Mishnahis talk about Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra. If a person does more than one Matana, is Bal Tosif. If he does less than four Matanas or less than two, the korban will be kosher, but it will be a violation of Bal Tigra. That's the only example that the Mishnah has of Bal Tigra. Mishnah has in Zvachim, it's quoted in Rosh Hashanah, in the end of Erevin, that if a person takes a korban chatas, which should require four matanas, and he does less than four, brings one of these, an oil and a shlamu, which requires shtei matanas sheinah, but two zrikas, and he does one zrika, so that's a violation of Bal Tigra. That's the Beis Halevi quotes from the Rashbo and Rosh Hashanah, that he doesn't think that there's a violation of Bal Tigra. A person will wear a talus that only has three tzitzis in three corners, or he'll wear a pair of tefillin that only has three parishes instead of four. So the Rashba writes, he's not yet to the mitzvah, goodbye and good luck. Why should that be called Bal Tigra? If a guy doesn't wear tefillin at all, it's Bal Tigra. Why is it Bal Tigra? He's mavatul mitzvah says, he's not over on Bal Tigra. Unless the shikli, he never wears tefillin. So that could be Bal Tigra. It's like he's yanking out one of the 613 mitzvahs. That'll be Bal Tigra if on principle he never is. But one day he's lazy, it doesn't bother. So that's not a violation of Bal Tigra. Bal Tigra, the Rashba seems to define is, that's the Beis Halevi, he polishes up this Rashba. Bal Tigra seems to be when the person does the mitzvah deraisa big iron, he's yotze the mitzvah. But if he's megareya so much that he's simply not yotze the mitzvah, zelo bal tigra, he's just mevatel the mitzvah, he just didn't perform the mitzvah. So we're familiar with karbanos that need one zrika, two zrikas, and four zrikas. And there's a din about Tosfos, there's a din about tigra. Tosfos has in Bekama Matayim Tosfos writes the Chiddush, let's say you have a karban that only needs two zrikas. And the person does the two zrikas in these two corners on the mizbeach, and he wants to repeat it again. So he does the zrika many times in this corner and many times in that corner. So Tosfos said that's not a violation of Bal Tosfos. Bal Tosfos will only be violated if he does the zrika in a different corner. But if he repeats the same mitzvah many times, that's not Bal Tosfos. That's Tosfos Achidish. Tosfos says mechadish that in order to answer the kasha that the yes, the Gemara clearly says that the Tanoim and Amoraim introduced many more tkiya shofar than is biblically required. So Tosfos asks, Lama toikim imring shen yoshim and toikim imring shen omdim, why isn't that a violation of Bal Tosfos? You tokeya more than is necessary. So Tosfos answers, repeating a mitzvah many times is not Bal Tosfos. I by the Zrika Saddam, they say, no, that's in a different corner of the Mizbech. If you repeat many times in the same corner, Zalo Bal Tosfos. If you do in a different corner, that's called the Haysof on the mitzvah. Others give a different answer on Tosfos Kasha. Other Rishonim give different answers. Why it's not Bal Tosfos by the Tkiya Shofar. So it wouldn't necessarily be Muskam L'chol HaDeis where Tosfos was Macharish. Is there ever a Korban that has three Zrikas? We can understand why there should be a Korban. It makes sense that there should be a Korban because the Mizbeach, and the Bai Sheni at least, the Mizbeach and the Bai Sheni was missing his Seid on this corner. The Mizbeach and the Bai Sheni was 32 Amos by 32 Amos on the ground. And then it went up a little bit, and then it indented, and then it was only 30 by 30, went up a bit, then it was indented, and then it became 28 by 28. Each time it went in an amo, and then it went in an amo again. So the Gemara says that the bottom was called the Yisod. The Amo Yisod only went on these two sides. It's on the western side and on the northern side. Then on the southern, then on the, what is it, on the eastern side, it only went the first amo of the 32 amos. And on the which is this? The southern side, it only went the first Amah. And the other 31 Amahs were missing. There was no Yisod. So it would make sense that theoretically there should have been a carbon that has three Zrikas on the three corners of the Mizbech that have a Yisod. And the fourth corner that doesn't have a Yisod, this whole Yisod was missing. The 31 Amahs here, the 31 Amahs, there was no Yisod at all. So it would have been interesting if there would have been a carbon that only had three Zrikas. We don't have such a carbon. The Gemara in Yuma quotes there was one Tana who was of the opinion that the Oilah's Tomid was different from every other Oilah, that a normal Oilah only does Shtei Matana She'ina, but the Oilah's Tomid needed three Zrikas. That's interesting. But he seems to hold that this was true not only in Yerushalayim. This story that it was missing the Yisod over here, the Gemara seems to say, Al-Pipash, that was only in Yerushalayim. Because the border that distinguishes between, the border that's Mechalek between Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, and Shevet Binyamin cut through the Azara, and that part of the Mizbeach, if you would have had a Mizbeach there, that would have been Bechelka Shal Yehuda. You're not permitted to have any part of the Mizbeach, even an inch of the Mizbeach, Bechelka Shal Yehuda. So that's why there was no Yisod. If they would have made the Mizbeach smaller, it didn't have to be 32 Amos by 32 Amos. they would have made it smaller, they would have had it in a different location. So they would have had the whole Yisrael, or let's say in the Midbar, the Pashtus says that they had the whole Yisrael, it wasn't missing the Yisrael over here. So why does this Tana there in you, why does he say there was always a Korban Oilah Satomet that only had three Zrikas? And the Bais Sheni, we understand why there should be a Korban that should have three Zrikas. What's in the Bais Rishon? It wasn't 32 by 32. In the Midbar, there was no Shevet Yehuda, there was no Shevet Binyamin, nothing, it was in Chutz Lord. It wasn't Bechelka Shal Yehuda, Bechelka Shal Binyamin. But that Tana seems to hold that it's always three Zrikas. Alright, we don't Paskan like him. Yeah, where exactly is supposed to be Zorik the Dam? So the Gemara points out, based on the Pesukim, that in Behemoth, that Korban Chatos has a Matan Etzba, the Etzba, instead of pouring from the Kli. Number two, it's on all four corners of the Mizbecha. Number three is Lemailo. Lemailo Michuta Sikra. There was a red line, that Sikra is red. There was a red line that was exactly in the center of the height of the Mizbecha. The whole Mizbecha was 10 Amos tall. Check in. 10 Amos tall. 10 Amos tall. It was really 9 Amos tall, but in each corner there was a big block. Amo alamo alamo, a cube that's called the Keren. Each one of the four corners is called the Keren. And since it was an Amo by an Amo by an Amo, so that made the whole of Mizbeach. Officially, the top of the Mizbeach was the top of the Keren, so it's 10 Amos tall. The Maisa, the top of the Mizbeach, is only 9 Amos tall. The whole roof of the Mizbeach was 9 Amos tall. But because the Keren in each one of the four corners was a cubic Amo alamo alamo, so that's why we declared that the whole Mizbeach was 10 Amos tall. So at the point of 5 Amos, exactly in the middle, was the Chuta Sikra, the red line, that went around the whole Mizbeach. So the Korban Chatos has to have the Matan Etzba with the four Matanis, Lemaila Michuta Sikra, above that red line. And all the other Korbanos of Behemah, the Oil with the Shlomim, with the Pchor, the Maisa Pesach, everything is Lemata Michuta Sikra. When it comes to Korbanos of Oifois, so the Mishnah is derived from the Pesukim that everything is Paket, not everything. And Oif is there only two. There's an Oif Soif and there's a Chata Soif. Instead of saying Chata Soif should have the Zrika above, an Oif Soif should have the Zrika Lamata, so there the Halacha says just the reverse. The Chata Soif has the Matan Domim Lamata Michuta Sikra, and the Oif Soif has the Zrika Sadam, has the Mitzri Adam, is Lamala Michuta Sikra. Then the Mishnah is discussed in Zvachim, what if he's going to, by mistake, do the Anitarim Lamala Shenesona Lamata? So what's the din b'di'evet? The korban is kosher, but it's le'ol l'abayim shem chayvah. Whole discussion in the Mishnah is, what do you do? Yeah, basically, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik said, basically what we're saying in effect is that the upper half on the Mizbech, on the Chut HaSikra and above, is called the Keren, and below the Chut HaSikra is called the Yisoid. We usually think the Keren are those four cubes on the top, that's the Keren, and the Yisoid is only Ola Amo V'kines Amo. It went up. The bottom of the floor of the Mizbeah was a certain size, and it happened by Sheni, it was 32 by 32. Whatever size it's supposed to be, so it goes up for an Amma, then it gets indented, and Amma, then it goes up again. So that Amma height, that's called the Yisoid. And the other part is called the Seder, different parts. So that's the Yisoid. So Rav Avala points out, yeah, that's in the construction of the Mizbeah, that's called the Yisoid. But for the purpose of Zrikas Adam, we declare the whole lower half of the Mizbeah as the Yisoid. From the Chut HaSikra Lamato is Yisoid. And the Chut HaSikra Lamaila is the Keren. So that's why the Halacha says that Achatas has to have Zrika on the Keren, so that's Lamaila Michut HaSikra. The other Korbanos have to have Zrika on the Yisoid, so that's Lamata Michut HaSikra. The Korbanos HaYochid require Smicha. The Pasuk says when you bring the Korban to the Samach Yodah Rosh HaOlah, when you bring the Korban to the Azorah, the Bala Korban has to do Smicha. If the Bala Korban doesn't come in person, he sends a shliach to be makriv the korban on his behalf, then the shliach cannot do smicha. The smicha can only be done by the actual Baal HaKorban. The Gemara has discussions, what if the Baal HaKorban dies and his Yoresh brings the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so the halacha says that the Yoresh gets a partial kapara from bringing the korban, but he doesn't get a full kapara. The Gemara says, mikufyo mechapale mikivale mechap, mikufyo means superficial, floating. Rashi says, kofo is the Aramaic for floating. So he gets a superficial kapara, but he doesn't get nikiva, he doesn't get an in-depth kapara, so therefore he's only a partial bala korban. So therefore there's a machlekes satanayim, whether the Yorish samech or the Yorish ena samech, or whether the same machlekes satanayim, whether the Yorish meimer or the Yorish ena meimer. The only one who has the ability to do tmura, no one is allowed to do tmura, it's an avera. And whoever does tmura is loike. So if he gets rabboim, the Mishnah says, he gets malchus. But you only have the ability to do tmura, it's an aver. You only have the ability if you are the Bala Korban. So So what if you're only the Yorish? Does the Yorish have sufficient status as Bala Korban that he has the ability to make Tamur and the Tamur is going to be Chal? But you say Yorish ain't a Memer. No, he's not enough of a Bala Korban. So that's Vaita Machlek the Satanoim. Same Machlekes by the Yorish Soimech is a Machlekes by the Yorish Memer. And Yeshudim, because the Yorish only gets a partial Kapar, it doesn't get a full Kapar. Mikufi Mechaper, Mikiva Loi Mechaper. Karbonis Tzibur, therefore, can never have any Smicha. Because what are you going to have? The whole tzibur is going to do smicha. The smicha can only be done by the Bala Korb. There are three cases, and perhaps four, Machlek Zatanaim in the Mishnah, when do you have an exception to the rule? You have a korban tzibur where smicha is done. The Chumash singles out three or four cases where the halacha declares that someone can represent the tzibur to perform the smicha on their behalf. One of them, I think, is the Par Helam Doloshel Tzibur. And today said it. It says that the Bez Nagodol does the smicha on behalf of the tzibur. Dim kol adas yisrael yishgu v'nem amdom dar yidah achatos v'sam chuzik nehiwedis yideh malor shapor. Not all the 71 members of the Bez Nagodol. The Mishnayis have a machlokes hatanaim where the smicha, this smicha, smicha is three or five. How many zik nehiwedim? How many of the members of the Bez Nagodol have to do the smicha? But they do, that's an exception to the rule. This is one of the three or four, Machlokes HaTanaim, one of the three or four cases where you have a Korban Tzibur which has smicha. Because the Torah declares that these people, the members of the Bez Nagodol, represent the Tzibur in order to do the smicha. The Mishnai say that the smicha has to be done b'shtei yodayim. Even on the Chumash it says b'samach yodo. It says his hand. The simple reading of the Chumash is that you do smicha with one hand. Nonetheless, the Mishnais and the Gemara all say, they never quote a Machlokes about this. It's assumed that he does smicha b'shtei yadayim or b'chol koichoi. What do you mean b'chol koichoi? That's time that he puts his hand on. He has to lean on the animal in such a way that if you take the animal away, he would fall down. That's smicha b'chol koichoi. There's a problematic Yonis and Ben Uziel on this pasuk, and in quite a few places Yonis and Ben Uziel writes like that. He says you do smicha b'yad yamine with the right hand. So that's. There are a lot of problematic Yonis and Menizil. That's what led some to declare that this, first of all, it's not Yonis Menizil. The Gemara says in the beginning of Megillah that Yonis and Anchumish Unkelus wrote a Targum, and on Novi, Yonis and Menizil wrote a Targum. And it was such a knockout Targum that people were so happy he thought he's going to compose a Targum on Ksuvim. So then Min HaShemayim, they notified him, no, you shouldn't write a Targum on Ksuvim, because in the end of Ksuvim, you have in Sefer Daniel, it says when Mashiach is going to come. And the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want people to understand Advarim Chasumim Mestumim. It says the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want people to understand that. So that's why Min HaShemayim, they encourage Yonis Ben Uziel not to write a Targum on the Ksuvim. So the Gemara seems to imply clearly that we don't have any Targum Yonis Ben Uziel on the Chumash. That's why it's assumed that it's not really Yonis Ben Uziel. It's really a Targum Yerushalmi. But they wrote Tafyud, you, there's a Rashi Tevis, Targum Yerushalmi. So somebody in later generations assumed that it's a Targum Yonisim. It's not really. We have a Targum Yerushalmi. There are two different Targum. No, these are two versions of a Targum Yerushalmi. So one is labeled as Yonisim and Azil, one is labeled as Yerushalmi. They're both as Yerushalmi sub 1 and Yerushalmi sub 2. But there ain't no such thing as Targum Yonisim and Azil on the Chumash. That's a question that some scholars thought to make, but the whole Targum Yonisim and Azil was composed by Tzdukim. Maybe it wasn't composed by the Chachamim who followed the tradition, because there's so many discrepancies between quite a few major discrepancies between what it says in Targum Yonisim and what it says in the Talmud. And others suggest, no, Yonisim and Azil was a Tana. So he has, if it was written by Yonisim and Azil, Yonisim and Azil was a Tana, so he has a right to disagree with all the other Tana. And even if it wasn't Yonisim and Azil, maybe it represents the fact that there was another tradition that was never quoted in the Gemara. So this is one of the famous problems, this Targum Yonisim.
The hands have to be separate, the Korban.
Some farem for this Yonisim ben Uziel, what he meant was he put the right hand on the left hand. He put the right hand on the left hand. Yeah. And then they say, as it says in the Zohar, it's an off in the Zohar, that he put the right hand on the left hand. So in the Torah Shlemi, he has a whole essay about this. What Zohar, when Zohar? It says when the Kohanim Duchen, they should hold the right hand on top of the left hand, a little bit higher up than the left hand. The Zohar doesn't say a word about Smicha. Someone made a Tzushta. It said just like the Zohar says when the Kohanim Duchen, they should hold the right hand higher than the left hand. So maybe that's what the Targum Yonisim means over here. You should do the Smicha, the right hand on the left hand. The Pashtus is not. So the Pashtus is you do the two hands separate on the animal, not the right hand on the left hand. The Gemara has in Chagiga, the Mishnais in Chagiga, and in Beitza we learned it recently when we learned Masach Beitza. The Gemara says, "Mitchilo lahaisa machloikis b'Yisrael." There never was any friction. There never was any machloikis. There was probably a lot of machloikis, but that shevet they followed their bezin of that shevet, and the shevet they followed their bezin. There was no friction, confrontation. There was no confrontation between the different shittas, except what was in the Beis Hamikdash. They had to have, everybody came to the Beis Hamikdash to bring korban. So you had to have one nusach achid in the Beis Hamikdash. So they had nusach achid until the first big machlokes, when there was a conflict between the one group and the other, was regarding smicha. Because smicha to lean on an animal b'chol koichai on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a violation of gzeira derabbanan. Gzeira derabbanan vein roch magabi behemi. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'balechayim. The original gzeira is you're not allowed to ride horseback, even though achayna says atzma, so it's not a violation of shvisas behemto. If the animal, if I ride on the animal b'shusa rabim, it's not that I cause the animal to carry. Because a person is able to walk, all the tanaim agree, achayna says atzma. There is a machlokes hatanaim, whether you pass an achayna says atzma or not, that's if you have a behemoth that can't walk on 2 feet, the behemoth will crawl on all four. You have a baby who is able to crawl. If you have a baby, you can't even crawl. That's like a person who's a chayla or a kafus who's tied up. That then everybody agrees that that's a violation of hoitzor, that you carry such a person. If you have a baby who can crawl on all four, then that's the same as the machlokes hatanaim, whether you say achayna says atzma. You say there's no. You don't say achayna says atzma by one who goes on all four. But if you have a person who can walk on his 2 feet, so then all the tanoim agree that there's no isa deraisa. Then the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah seems to say in Shabbos, that there would be an isa derabbanan, despite the fact that achayna says atzma is mutam and atera, but midirabbanan it's us. So what's wrong with riding horseback on Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's no violation of haitzor. So the Gemara says they prohibited, the Mishnah in the end of Beitza says, the Chachamim prohibited, in Rech Magabi Behemoth, the Gzeira derabbanan. What's the Gzeira derabbanan? So the Bavli gives one explanation, the Shami gives another explanation. The Bavli says, Gzeira, Shami Akhtach is Mora. And his interest and his desire to encourage the animals to go a little faster, he may whip, he may break off a branch from the tree in order to whip the horse, in order to whip the animal to encourage it to go faster. And it's going to be Chaytach Zmara, that'll be a violation of Kotzer. It'll be a violation of Haitzor also. It's going to be carrying on Shabbos. On Yom Tov Haitzor is Mutter. So they wanted to give a reason why it's Osir to ride a horseback both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So they had to give a reason that applies to Yom Tov. So what it says in the Bavli is Xeri Shami Yachtach Zmara. Yushalmi Epis seems to give a different reason over there, either because of Truman or because of Shvisa's Bemt. I don't know, some other explanation. But whatever it is, this Xeri de Rabbanana of Ein Rech Magabe Behem was not only restricted to riding horseback. The Gemara in the end of Erevin implies that the Gzera was Nigzar not to be Mishtamish with Balechaim. You're not allowed to handle Balechaim at all. So that's the Shiloh over here. If you're going to be Soymech B'Shtei Adayim B'chol Koichai on the animal, you're going to lean on the animal to the extent that if you would remove the animal, the person would fall down. So that's Mamish Mishtamish with Balechaim. So this is an issue of Gzeira de Rabbanan. So the Shlokish comments in the Gemara Chagiga, Li'olam al tehi shvus kala b'yeinecho, you shouldn't make light of Gzeira de Rabbanan, because mitchila lahoisa machlokes b'Yisrael, there never was any friction, because there were many machlokes, but each kehillah did according to their Rabbanan, but there never was a friction in the machlokes until this issue came up in the Beis HaMikdash, that half of the people were doing smicha on Yom Tov, and half of the people were not doing smicha on Yom Tov. You have to bring certain karbonos on Yom Tov. The Shalmei Chagiga, you have to bring on Yom Tov. Yeah, but if you didn't bring it on Yom Tov, you bring it on Chol HaMoed. And there's even a machlokes b'Shamei Misil, that was in later years, that became another, second machlokes, are you permitted to bring Oilos Riyah on Yom Tov? Is it only permissible to bring Shalmei Chagiga because the Bala Korban can eat the flesh? Oilos Riyah, you burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's an Isser of Hulabada Yosel Lachem Lachem Lola Gavoya. So that was a further machlokes b'Shamei Misil, is in Mutter to be makriv Oilos Riyah on Yom Tov. But the original machlokes that caused the friction in the Beis HaMikdash was on the issue of the smicha. Is it permissible to perform the smicha on Yom Tov? On the level of the Raisa, you're obligated to perform smicha. And there's no issue. And no, there's no prohibition on Mishtamish B'Balechayim. But with the Rabbanon, there is an issue on Mishtamish B'Balechayim. So this was the machlokes hatanoim, Bizman HaBikdash. Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan and this Tana and that Tana, the Zukas, before, way before all the famous Tanoim. in the Tkufa de Zugas, this was an ongoing machlokes in the Beis HaMikdash, every Yontif. Half of the people would do smicha, half of the people would not do smicha. And those who were machmir, not to allow the smicha, they went down in history, they're called the Hasidim. In the Tanoim, in the Mishnais, they call him Yudi Ben Bova. I don't know, so each one, the ones who were machmir, they're called this one Hachasid and that one Hachasid. And the ones who were Mekel, they're the Misnagdim. They're not the Hasidim. They were not the Hasidim. This is a big machloikas. That's why Rish Lakish says, the Olam Alti Yishuz Kalabi Enech, you shouldn't make light of an issue of Xeri the Rabbanon. Look at this machloikas that was going on from generation to generation about this issue of smicha on the Karbonis on Yontif. Whether you do the smicha or not. The Psukim distinguish between the various Karbonis. The first Karbon that's spoken of is a Karbon Oila. An Oila is Kodesh Kodoshim, it says. Then it talks about a Mincha. Mincha is also Kodesh Kodoshim. Then it talks about a Shlamim. A Shlamim is a Kodshim Kalim. There are differences between Kodshim Kodshim and Kodshim Kalim. One difference is Tzofin, that the Kodesh Kodashim Shchitas of Tzofin. The right hand of the Azara had more Kedusha than the left side of the Azara. The right side is Tzofin, because when you're looking straight ahead, you're facing Mairu. And the Kodesh Kodashim is looking straight ahead, has to be Mairu. So the right hand side of the, we always give more Hashivas to the right hand side of the body, and the right hand side of everything. Here the Kohanim have to do the Avodah with the right hand. If they do the Avodah with the small, so the Mishnah say it's a possible even B'dievet. You have to repeat it. So the right hand side of the Azara was more Mekudosh than the left hand side, and the Kodesh Kodashim Shchitas Batzofen, the Kibul Dama B'chlishar is Batzofen. The Shchit and the Kabbalah have to both be done with Tzofen. The Kodshim Kalim can be done anywhere in the Azara. It doesn't have to be done. The Shchit and the Kabbalah do not have to be done with Tzofen. One could have put forth an argument, one should have presented an argument, that a Mincha, it says, is Kodesh Kodashim also. So since it's Kodesh Kodashim, and the Kemitze is Mechuvin Keneged the Shchita, and the Kirush HaKometz is Mechuvin Keneged the Kabbalah Saddam. So just like Shchitas Batzofen Kibodam Bechlishar is Batzofen, so too the Kemitze with the Kirush HaKometz should have required Tzofen. So that's where Rashi is quick to write on Chumash that it's not so. That the Pasuk says, Lekamatz Misham. What do you mean Misham? So it means Misham Emokam Amidas Raglei Habaylin. The Yisraelim are only permitted, there was a din mid the Rabbanim, it's not a din mid the Rabbanim. The non-Kohanim are only permitted to enter the first 11 Amos in the Azorah. After the first Yud-Aleph Amos in the Azorah is restricted only for Kohanim. So it says in the Chumash that Bala Korban brings a Korban, a Mincha, to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen does the Gemitza, the Komatz Misham, where the Raglei HaBailim HaOmdim. So that's not Tzofen. Wherever he's Omed, it's nowhere near the Tzofen. So nonetheless, the Pasuk says neither the Kemitza nor the Kiddush Komitz have to be done with Tzofen. Despite the fact that Mincha is a Kodesh Kodoshim, and the Dalar Avodas of the Mincha are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam, and these two Avodas by Kodshi Kodshman, the Shchit and the Kabbalah have to be Shchitas Batzofen, Kibdom Sheres Batzofen, by the Mincha doesn't have to be so. Yeah, there's something unique about what else is unique to Kodshi Kodoshim. So there is a parsha in the end of Vayikra about Hashem Mi'ilois. Nefesh kisim amal, v'chotu b'shgogim mikotshi Hashem. The Rashi quotes from the Tanah, mikotshi Hashem, kotshim hamiyuchodim l'Hashem. Yotzu kotshim kalim. There's only Mi'ila, the din of Mi'ila is only b'kotshi kotshim. There's no Mi'ila b'kotshim kalim. The Mishnah is saying Mi'ila, lo nenim v'lo imoylim. You're not permitted to get hanoah from kotshim kalim, but if you did get hanoah b'yeved, the penalty of Mi'ila doesn't apply. The din yet you have to care him, v'chaymish v'yosham, those dinim don't apply. You just have to pay keren. You don't have to give chaymish, you don't have to bring osham. So that's a big machlekes and rishonim and ashayva din and achreinim. That din, loy nenim v'loy moylim, the iser lechatchila, that you're not allowed to be moyel, kikotshim kalim, is that an iser deraisa, or is that an iser derabonim? So that's a big machlekes and rishonim and a machlekes and achreinim. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that his grandfather Rav Chaim held that it's loy nitan lehayomeh. It's just impossible to say that the Yisr is only the Rabbanan. It's 100%. It's an Yisr deraisa. But half of the Rishonim disagree. In Balei HaTesis, there are two opinions. The Gemara talks in the end of the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah. A person takes the Korban Shlamim, which is a Kodshim Kalim. The din is that because there's no Me'ila in Kodshim Kalim, therefore if someone is Moil the Kodshim Kalim, it's not Yetzir Lechulin. by kachi kachim, there is a din of me'ila. So when the person is moil behegdish, the din is that the hegdish is yotze l'chulin. By kachim kal, because the parsha of me'ila doesn't apply, so the halacha says that it's not yotze l'chulin. So the Gemara, in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, has the following discussion. A person takes a korban shlomim on Rosh Hashanah, and then he takes off the horns, and he makes a shofar out of it, and he blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah with that horn. And because it's kachim kalim, so there's no din of me'ila, so it's not yotze l'chulin, ayidei me'ila. So when he's blowing shofar, he's still blowing shofar shel korban. He's still in violation of me'ila. So the Gemara says it's a mitzvah bab aveira, and he's not yotze the mitzvah. Sure. If not for the fact we pass in the mitzvah slav lehanes nitna, because mitzvah slav lehanes nitna, so he never got any anor. Fulfilling the mitzvah of shofar doesn't constitute a form of getting anor. So the maskanas Gemara is not called the mitzvah bab aveira because he didn't do any aveira. There's no violation of me'ila. That's the maskanas Gemara. But the Gemara first thought that it would constitute a violation of me'ila, either because mitzvah is alehanes nitnu, or despite the fact the mitzvah is lavlehanes nitnu, me'ila is still violated even though you're not getting hanor. Whatever the hesber is in the beginning of the sugya. So the Balei HaTosfos have a machlokes on that gemara. What do you see from this gemara? So here for the Balei HaTosfos say, from this gemara is a raya that the iser leinenu v'lemerlem, the iser not to get hanor from kachim kalim is an iser deraisa. If it would have only been a nisa de rabbanon, how can you say that it's a mitzvah bab aver? If the whole aver was only de rabbanon, and the other half of the Balei HaTosfos say no, for this gemara is right that even by a nisa de rabbanon, you also say mitzvah bab aver, because kachim kalim there is no meila. So the whole din of loinenim is only de rabbanon. So you see that even though the whole aver is only de rabbanon, you still apply mitzvah bab aver. So it's a mefurish machlekes in Rishayim. It's scattered all over. There's a Rashba in Kiddushin quotes a machlekes. It's all over the place. This machlekes whether the loinenim the isa hanor. By kachim kalim constitutes an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan.
When you said before that the kohen has to do the avodah with his right hand, so what about his left
hand? The Mishnah says he cannot do avodah. There's a machlokes. Rashi has two pshat, and why can he not do avodah? So Rashi has one pshat because he's a balmum. It's a little strange. A lefty is a balmum. Then Rashi has the other pshat. That's how people usually think the other pshat is better. Rashi has the other pshat, nishkin balmum, but he doesn't have a right hand. The avodah has to be done with the right hand, means this side of the body, and it has to be the stronger of the two hands. So if you have, this is the right side of the body, but the left hand is stronger, so he simply doesn't have a yad yimin. Yad yimin by definition means it has to be both yimin beruchas and yimin bekoyach. It has to be the right in both definitions. That's a problem according to that pshat in Rashi. Rabbi Ilson used to joke about this when he was single. He used to joke, the Mishnah says in Ksuvis, Perek HaMadir, that if a guy gets married and he discovers his wife is a balas mum, so it's a discussion of a kiddusha toys. He can divorce her without paying any Ksuvis. So what constitutes a balmum? She has an ingrown toenail. So it's a balmum. She has a right to divorce her without paying any Ksuvis. So the Mishnah says any mum that passes by Kohanim is considered a balmum by the wife. So he said, and according to that pshat in Rashi, that a lefty is called a balmum. So a guy gets married, and then he finds out that his wife is a lefty. So he can divorce her without paying the ksuba. How can it be? That's wild. What if he finds out she doesn't know how to write at all? She's illiterate. She doesn't know how to read. She doesn't know how to write. That's a balmum. So how can he say, because she's a lefty, she's a balas? So we usually assume the other pshat in Rashi is more correct, that the lefty cannot do avodah, because he simply doesn't have a right hand. It has to be min b'koyach and yimin beruchas. So Rashi writes on the parsha of Me'ila that the nefesh tisim amal v'chot t'bishgol mekotchi Hashem means kotchim hamichodim l'Hashem yotzu kotchim kalim. The kotchim kalim don't have the din of Me'ila. There is an exception to the rule, emuri kotchim kalim lachas rikas adam. The emurim of kotchim kalim have the status of kotchim kotchim. The emurim of kotchim kalim, the chelika that's korb on the mizbeach, have the din of kachi kachim. If there's rikas adam, if you zerk the dam on the mizbeach, then it's time to be makter the emurim on the mizbeach. If rikas adam is matter you to do the haktoris emurim, you're not supposed to go out of order, you're not supposed to be makter the emurim before you zerk the dam. So the rikas adam, the Gemara calls it a matir. The Mishnah is called the rikas adam a matir. So the rikas adam is a matir. It allows the people to eat whatever they're supposed to eat, whatever sections of the korban, and allows the Kohanim to be makta the emurim on the mizbeach. So the if the Zrikas Adam, the emurim of a kachim kalim become declared as kachi kachim, with respect to all the dinim. Let's say it's a shlamim with his man achila shnei yamim v'layla echad. He bring a shlamim today at 11:45 in the morning. Today's Thursday, so he can eat a shlamim today, tonight, and tomorrow till shkia. Shnei yamim v'layla echad the emurim. He cannot be marked until tomorrow afternoon till shkia. If you leave the emurim till the morning, it'll be nifsal belina. Why? Because the emurim are kachi kachim, and all kachi kachim, his man of the korban is yom v'layla. Is yom v'layla. Or let's say every korban has a makom, so the makom of kachim kalim is Yerushalayim. So if you take the korban out of Yerushalayim, it becomes nifsal b'yotz. Even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. Kachi kachim, this makom is more restricted. The more mekudesh it is, the zman is more restricted, and the makom is more restricted. So the makom of kachi kachim is the azor. If you take the kachi kachim out of the azor, even if you bring it back in, it's already nifsal b'lina. You can't eat it. The klanim cannot eat it. It cannot be makriv. So the Gemara says, Emurim of Kachim Kalim become Kachi Kachim. So if you take Emurim, even Kachim Kalim outside of the Azar, then Nifsal Beyotze, and even if you bring it back in, it cannot be Makrivit on the Mizbeach. Because the Emuri, it's a Mishnah like that in Zvachim. Emuri, Kachim Kalim, are Kachi Kachim, become Kachi Kachim. Yeah, what are other differences between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim? Who eats it? Who's supposed to eat it? Is man is different, the mokum is different, the din of me'ila, sofen, is a difference between kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Another difference is who's supposed to eat it. The kachi kachim are supposed to be eaten by zichri kohuna. The bailim, if they're not kohanim, are not permitted to eat it, and even daughters of kohanos. Kohanos are not permitted to eat it, only kohanim, zichri kohuna. Because kohanim echelim and bailim is kafrim. The Gemara has an expression, the Gemara has a melitza. Achilas ha-kohanim is considered like an act of kapara. Just like the Kabbalah Saddam, the Elochah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam, that's an Avoida. So the Achilah is also an Avoida. And an Avoida has to be done dafke by the Zichri Kuhuna. They don't have to be wearing the Big Day Kuhuna. In order to do Avoida, they have to wear Big Day Kuhuna. In order to eat the Chattas and the Oshem or the Shiori HaMenachas and the Azara, it's not necessary that they should be wearing the Big Day Kuhuna, but still it's only for the Zichri Kuhuna in the Azara, which poses a major problem. The Mishnah Melech quotes this problem from the Balei from Atesus Yishonim, from the Balei Atesus. If the Zichri Kuna have to eat the Kachi Kachim in the Azara, we have a rule we just discussed the other day, Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Lemalche Beis David Bilvad. No one is allowed to sit in the Azara. So when the Kohanim ate the Kachi Kachim, they were all standing. The Gemara says in Gittin, Perek Mishach Zukur Dags, Perek, that it's not healthy to eat or to drink while you're standing. So it's more normal to eat meals when you're sitting. So what do you say? Well, the Kohanim have no choice, they have to stand. Strange, how can it be? The Halacha says the Kohanim have to eat the Karbanis in a Bekovedige fashion. L'mashcha l'gedula k'derach sha'am lochem oichlem. It says in the Pasuk the word l'mashcha, so there are more comments, l'mashcha means l'gedula k'derach sha'am lochem oichlem. And like you would have a royal banquet. It has to be a very Bekovedige way that they should eat it. How Bekovedige is it that they have to stand? They have to stand in the Azor and eat the Kachi Kachim. So the Mishnah Melech quotes Tosfos Yishonim who deals with this. So one opinion is they're permitted to sit since there's a din l'mashcha l'gedula. The Kohanim were permitted to sit when they were interested in eating the Kachi Kachim. Normally they're not allowed to sit, but here they're sitting for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the Kachi Kachim. The other he quotes that there are Mishnais and Maaseh Sheni, there were Lishkas HaBnei's Bachol, the Psuchas LaKodesh. There were different rooms in the Beis HaMikdosh. There were Mekadosh, a certain area in the Beis HaMikdosh, so that had Kedushas HaZora, and outside of that area on the ground had only Kedushas HaRabais. So what if you build a room on the Harabais? he quotes that there are Mishnayos and Ma'aseh Sheni, there were Lishkas HaBnayos B'chol B'psuchas LaKodesh. There were different rooms in the Beis HaMikdosh. There were Mekadosh, a certain area in the Beis HaMikdosh, so that had Kedushas HaZora, and outside of that area on the ground had only Kedushas HaRabais. So what if you build a room on the HaRabais area, but the entrance, the only way to enter the room is by walking first into the Azor and then into this room. There's no entrance into this room other than going through the Azor. So that's discussed in the Mishnayos, these kind of rooms. There was the reverse also. There were Lishkas HaBnuyos B'chol U'Psuchas LaKodesh. There were Chol. Chol means HaRabais. It doesn't have Kedushas HaZor. There were rooms, Lishkas, that were built on HaRabais, but P'suchas LaKodesh. The only way to get into them was by walking through the Azor. Then they had the reverse also. There were Lishkas HaBnuyos B'Kodesh U'Psuchas LaKodesh. The room itself, the actual room, the floor of the room was in the area which had Kedushas HaZor, but the only way to get into it was by going from the HaRabais. There's no entrance way from inside. Then they had Lishkas, but there were two entrance ways. There were Lishkas HaBnuyos B'chol U'Bakodesh, the Lishkas HaGozes. It was half Bakodesh and half Bachol, and they had two entrance ways, Min HaChol and Min HaKodesh. So if you have a room that's half in, half out, then you have two ways to enter. So the area that's on the Kodesh has the status of Azor, and the area that's on the Harabais has the status of Harabais. Otherwise, the Mishnah is saying, Ma'aseh Sheni, it all depends where the Pesach is. HaKoholach HaKara Pesach. If the Pesach, the entranceway is from the Azara, so that room has the status of the Azara. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Taisus in Yuma, and the first Simen in Atzma Deraisa, he quotes a Pekiyas, a Taisus in Yuma, that the Lishkas HaBnuyos B'chol U'Psuchas LaKodesh, you can eat kachim there, but there's no prohibition of any Yeshiva Bazar. You're allowed to sit. So he says he has a solution to the problem. Let the Kohanim eat all of the shiori menoches, and let them eat the besar hachatos v'hashem, dafken these lishkas habneis v'chol v'psuchas l'kodesh. So there's no problem, they're permitted to sit. He doesn't understand why the Rishonim had such big problems on the issue. They should have said his solution. They should eat in these lishkas habneis v'chol v'psuchas l'kodesh. Anyway, that's the shayla, where did they eat? The Rambam has an interesting position in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah. The Aruch HaZaka, he writes, it's a mitzvah on the part of the Kohanim to eat kachi kachi. He never writes that it's a mitzvah on the part of the Bailam to eat the shlomin or the carbon toidim. It's permissible to eat it. There's an avera if you leave it over. There's an avera to leave over. But the achila per se, the Rambam doesn't consider a mitzvah. You got to eat it up in order, you have to see to it that it's eaten up b'kedusha v'tahara in order that you shouldn't violate lo sasiru. But the achila per se of the kachim kalim, the Rambam holds is nishke mitzvah. They point out that Rashi and Psochim seems to disagree, but the Rambam Rashi seems to hold that achilas kachim kalim, the habaylam also constitutes a mitzvah. But the Rambam is pretty clear. The Rambam holds only achilas kachim like the kohanim constitutes a mitzvah, and not achilas kachim kalim. The Gemara has this lashon in many places. The Gemara, but one of the crucial marmakamis is the Gemara's that tzadik amadala. The Gemara has the lashon kohanim oichlim ubailim iskaprim. That goes on all the kochi kochim. That's on shiori menoches. It's on psar hachatos veho osham. And the lechem aponim is also like that. It's also had a status of kochi kochim. Lechem aponim. Kohanim oichlim ubailim iskaprim. So there is a Rashba on Yivamas Daf Tzadik and Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of a whole sugya. The Gemara raises a certain kasha. So the Gemara says, when you bring this chatas and oshem, kan mechlem b'balam eskapen, so the Rashba has a two different girsos there in the Gemara. There's the girsos hagoinim, and the standard girsa that we have in our Gemara. It's not like the girsos hagoinim. Girsos hagoinim has it that this is li'ikuvah. If you have a korban chatas or an oshem, And the Bistar HaChatas V'Oshem is right there. And the Kohanim decide they're not going to eat it. They didn't eat it. So the Halacha says that the Bala Korban is not Yetzin the Korban. He has to bring a Korban all over again. It's Ma'akeh, B'di'evet. If the Bistar HaChatas V'Oshem is Nitmu'u Oisha Ovdu, it got lost or became Nitmo, even if you know where it is, but it's Nitmo, so the Halacha doesn't then allow you to eat it if it's Tomei, or it got lost, there is no mitzvah to eat it. So that everybody agrees that the Bala Korban is Yotzi Dechor Vosso. You can't say the Achilas HaKanim is Ma'akev, they didn't have an opportunity to eat it. But if it's sitting there, the Besar HaChatos V'Hashem is sitting there in the Azorah, and the Kohanim have the ability to eat it, and they just decided they're not going to eat it. So then the Girsa Sagranim and the Gemara, very surprising Girsa is that the Bala Korban is not Yetzer the Korban, has to bring it over again. We don't have that Girsa in the Gemara. According to our Girsa, it's the same as Nitmo Shoavdu, if they don't eat it. So the Bala Korban is Yetzer anyway. But this is the idea that according to the Girsa Sagranim is very exaggerated form. That Kohanim, Echel, Mabalim, Eskaprim, that the Achilas HaKohanim is like an act of Avodah. That's why it has to be in the Azora like an Avodah. It has to be Zichre Kuhne. Because Benos Kohanim, Apsulos LaAvodah. That's why there's a Machloikis de Ra'or in the Rashbo. When you learn Yerideya, so all of the first Chelik Yerideya is based on the Sefer Torah Sabayis by the Rashbo. Rashbo and the Ra'or both learned by the Ramban. So the Rashbo wrote this Sefer Torah Sabayis, all the laws of Kashrus. Shchita, Tarubis, Malicha, Bas Bacholov, Simani Yoifis Torim, Simani Dogim Torim, Simani Behema Torim, all the first Chelik Yeridei. So the Ra'or has a running commentary, not a commentary, Hasogas. He has Hasogas, like the Rambam has a Sefer Mitzvahs and the Ramban has Hasogas. So the Ra'or disagrees every so often, pretty often, with the Rashba, with things that he said. Once in a while he disagrees, how can you say that in the name of the Ramban? I heard otherwise in the name of from the Ramban. He also learned by the Ramban. And then most of the time he's not fighting about what the Ramban said. They have their own machlekes. So every so often the Ra'or writes something on his own that's really not related to what the Rashba wrote in the Torah Sabayis. And then the Rashba wrote anonymously a Mishmeres Sabayis, a sefer to defend the Torah Sabayis from the attacks of the Bedek Abayis by the Ra'or. So he wrote that anonymously, but they have a Tshuvas HaRashba where he refers to the fact, as I wrote in the Mishmeres Sabayis. So that's assumed to be authentic, that the Rashba is the one who wrote their problems. Every so often there's a Mishmeres Abayis that doesn't seem to correspond with what the Rashba said. But the way we have this Tshuvas HaRashba, Rashba himself wrote that he wrote this Mishmeres Abayis. In one place, there's a machlekes between the Ra'or and the Mishmeres Abayis regarding Shiyorei Menoches. The Chumash says you have to salt a kol minchoscha takriv melach. You have to salt the mincha when you makter it on the mizbeach, the komets. You have to salt the komets. And then there's another pasuk, al kol korban chatakir melech. You have to put salt on all korbanos. The salting of the korbanos is not in order to remove the dam. It has nothing to do with removing. When we salt meat, that's in order to remove the dam, in order not to violate the prohibition against eating dam. But salting korbanos, you're salting the chelik that you're burning on the mizbeach. So why do you have to remove the dam? It's a mitzvah to salt the korbanos. It's a mitzvah melicha. The original pasuk says al kol minchoscha takriv melech and the mincha, and then it applies also al kol korbancha tupsukma al kol korbancha takriv melech. The Rambam is more machmir by the melicha sa mincha than by the others. The Rambam paskens that if you bring a mincha and you didn't do melicha to the koimetz, it's not kosher. Loy malach is pasul. The Mishnah says loy malach is kosher. The Rambam paskens like the Gemara that loy malach is pasul. But by all the other korbanos, if you makter a murim on the mizbech and loy malach, you didn't salt it, so but yeah, but it is kosher. You didn't do the mitzvah of malicha. So the Ra'or in the Berak Abayis, his Hasogas on the Rashba, Torah Abayis comes up with this fantastic chiddush that not only do you have to be moleach the chelek hanikter on the mizbeach, even the kohanim echlam abayla miskaprim, whatever the kohanim eat, is also considered like a form of haktorah. So you have to be moleach the shiori menachas also. Like similar, he quotes similar to what the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be machmetz as a mincha. Kol sor v'chol dvar shla sektir m'menu yishal Hashem sor means chometz. You're not allowed to be mechametz as a mincha, or you're not allowed to be, even if someone else was mechametz a mincha, you're not allowed to be makriv a mincha that's chometz on the mizbeach. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, even the shiori menachas that are nechal by the zichur kun and the azor also, you're not allowed to make it into chometz. So the Ra'or learns that just like the Isa Chometz applies equally to the Chelek HaNechalas, to the Chelek HaNiktar, so to the Mitzvah Melicha applies equally to both. And then in the Mishmeres Abayis he disagrees, he says there's no comparison. The Chimutz, that's a Gemara. The Gemara has a drasha from the Pasuk. But as far as Melicha is concerned, there's no source whatsoever, and he disagrees. It's interesting that the Ra'or held that it's like Kohanim Bechel, Mepalim Miskapen, it's like Akhtor, it's like an act of Avon. Animal is an Avela. When you do a skila, you didn't do a proper Shechita. I would have known on my own the animal is an Avela. That's why they need a Pasuk, Eloi Ochel Es Besar. The Gemara proceeds to say what the Pasuk really means. Why not? I would have thought Skilos is Zoi Shechitosai. I would have thought that that's the form of Shechita, and you're allowed to eat it, like Malika, the Kohanim can eat it. So I need a pasuk to say v'lo yachal as b'sol. Why did Gemara consider it such a davar pashut? Any dash in a veila. So the achrenim work on that kash. If you'd extend this concept of melikos zuvish chitosa to every single case where the Torah prescribes how to have a kill the animal, so then you don't fully understand that other Gemara. You're not allowed to eat it because it's also b'hanor. A different reason, because it's also b'hanor. Chiyos and atzuk is also also b'hanor, but it's only a shayla of tumah.
Because the mitzvah is done with it. It's also b'hanor because the mitzvah is done with it.
Because it's hegdish.
Okay. So no, but the shayla in this though is not hegdish. It's nothing. You kill him because he was killing somebody?
So should have been muta b'achima. So I should have said, kilos and zubish should have been muta b'achima. So maybe that's why I need the pasuk that says, v'lo yachol as b'sar. Otherwise I would have said, kilos and zubish chitasa. The Torah tells you how to kill it. So that substitutes for the shchita. Shchita just means the correct way to kill the animal. The prescribed way to kill the animal. Okay. The Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. Everybody's invited.